Welcome to Just Deep Breathe, a podcast that teaches and helps those living with chronic stress, physical and emotional pain. Relax, restore, renew, revive your personal and spiritual self-care. Each week we present simple, practical thoughts and measures to help you connect your physical to your spiritual inner healing wisdom. These can be done even if you have no me time. Now here's your host, Chip Oshambari, a retired nurse, midwife, massage therapist, and energy and spiritual mentor.
Thank you, Cindy, for such a great introduction. And thanks everybody for coming. This is Chipo, your host for Just Deep Breathe. Let's take a deep breath in and out. And another deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And one more. This time, hold the breath. Breathe in and hold it. And breathe out. This is something to begin and end with. I mean, you don't stop breathing, but at least you are aware that you are actually breathing, especially when you are in a stressful situation. Well, here we are, episode number 56. Last week, we talked about awakening the healer within. How did you do? Did you connect with something? It does take time, so don't expect it to happen just like that. It's something you need to practice and practice and practice. So today, episode number 56, is all about looking at our values. You know, I'm calling it all your values wherever you are. Before we do that, you want to look at what are your values? Do you have any written down? Are you aware of the values, what they are? Because values are, for me, they help me make decisions. They help me get moving. They help me choose. You know, we have free will. We can choose what we want. But if I don't know what I value, then I have no guideline or guiding post kind of thing, your North Star. I see values as my North Star. So what are your values? Or what's the real meaning of values for you? To me, they are things that guide me. It's like a guideline that makes me know that, this doesn't wake up my healer, doesn't wake up my intuition, doesn't charge, doesn't move because of that thing. In the dictionary, what some of the things I found was, your values are things that you believe are most important in the way you live and work. They help you determine your priorities, and deep down, they are probably the measures you use to tell if your life is going the way you want it. They help you decide. I see them as part of they work together with my intuition. So if I value something, it's like my intuition light up, my gut feeling light up. I know deep within me that yes, this is what I need to do. This is what I want to do. This is what supports who I am. So with values, you know, if I'm going somewhere and if I know what my values are, I want to bring those values with me into that experience, into that situation. So if I can bring all the values that I want to bring, that match what it is that I'm doing, you know, they help me to, they motivate me. They help me to be really present because I know this is going to help me. I know this supports my mission. It supports who I am. It supports my purpose of wanting to do that. It's like my values, I use them to help me to decide on something. If I'm looking for, do I really want to do this? I bring the values in to help me measure that. They are deal breakers for me. If I don't value something that someone is offering me, if it doesn't match my values, then why do I take it? So it's like a deal breaker, you know, should I stay or should I go? If my values aren't fitting into that, then I will say, I'm not staying or I'm not going there, wherever the there is. So question to you now, what are your three values? You can say, okay, I value this, I value that. And that should be, for me, I look at them that I want them to support what's going on internally. How do they feel? For example, let's look at wealth. It could be a value. I value wealth. But what kind of wealth do you value? Some people say wealth includes adequate physical possessions to live and flourish as a human being, created in the image of God. I believe they say this is from the Bible. And it also requires specific heart attitude towards the purpose of your possessions. So some people look at wealth as just possessions. How do you look at wealth if that is one of your values? I look at wealth as something inside me. How does that wealth feel? Wealth is not possessions. It's part of it, but I can't just take wealth as one thing and say, okay, this is wealth. This is something I value by itself because I have so much money, because I have X number of possessions. What if we look inside and remember that wealth is within me? We are all wealthy inside. I believe that the Creator, God, whatever you want to call, whoever you, the power that created you, did not bring us here without what we need. I feel that what we need is within us. So if I can dig into that inner wealth that I have, if I connect to that, as we were talking about awakening and connecting to the healer within, what if we awaken and connect that wealth part of us within us? Do you think that part would attract that those outside possessions, like money, like things that we need? Do you think it would do that? We say like attracts like. Just think about that. If I'm feeling wealthy within myself, if I've connected with the wealth wisdom within me, do you think I am going to attract wealth from the outside? I believe I can. But what we do is we equate wealth to only outside things. Even inside, we are feeling scarce. We are feeling scarcity. We are feeling poor. We are feeling all those things we tell ourselves. I don't think those outside possessions are going to be attracted to us. This is, for me, this is really important, you know. Could be, if whatever your values are, look at, you know, at least three and see how are you inside with those three values. How do you feel about them? What do they trigger? Then if we can clear up those triggers, those things that come up, if I think of possessing something that's really good, that I want, that I like, and I tell myself, ugh, people like me would never be wealthy. People like me would never have X, Y, Z. Well, guess what? I ain't gonna have it. I ain't gonna attract. It's not gonna come to me. So like attracts like, for me, means inside myself, I have to be that thing. I have to be that wealth. I have to be that beauty. I have to be whatever it is that you value. Be honest with yourself. Be you know, in your prayers, in your meditation, bring that from within you. So bring all the feelings you have about your values inside. You know, the positive, what you want, not what you don't want. Because you are going to attract what you don't want. You want to attract what you want. So bring that in. Just look at your values. Look at what's inside yourself about your values. And look at what it is you want. If the value that I'm rich, well, do I feel that? Do I tell myself that? With that, let's take some deep breaths in and out. And breathe out. And again, and breathe out. And practice. Look at your three values. Look at how you feel inside about them. Look at what it is that you want. And see if you feel the positive about it or not. With that, I'll say have a great week exploring your values and exploring what it is that you want and matching inside out. And say God bless, have a great weekend and week, and we shall talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us this week on Just Deep Breathe. Join our Facebook page, Pathway to Chronic Stress and Pain Relief, and make sure to visit our website at healingbridgefacilitation.com. If you found value in this show, we'd appreciate your feedback by sending us your comments to coachchippo@gmail.com or rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell your friends about the show, that would be very helpful to us. If you like the show, you might want to check out where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, Apple, or via RSS so you'll never miss a show. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode. Relax, restore, renew, revive your physical and spiritual self-care.